Blog Talk Radio.
Sad Productions.
Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard.
I'm all off in this group. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
And when you go hard for the truth, you better watch your back for haters, cause they'll sneak right behind you and look like an actual neighbor. When you got your mind on right, it seems like every day's a doomsday. Last week I found out my enemies, my roommate, don't care about what you say. Put some phone on last Tuesday, riding all through the night like I never seen a new day. If you do it better, do it right. Don't be worried about what some fools say. Don't be worried about what some fools say. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard.
I'm all off in this group. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Sunday, February the 8th of 2015. And the time is 5:30 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. As you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my sister, we want to continue. We want to talk about a topic that's very, very important that goes in line with what we've been talking about on the business series, or talking about business 101. In business 101, we're talking about theocentric business, and theocentric business has to do with business by the book. And so what we want to do is we want to really focus on how do we maintain a mindset. Now, one of the biggest issues or concerns when we're talking about business or when we talk about any area of life is that we must understand that what you do is the result of how you feel. How you feel is the result of how you think. So if I want to affect what I'm doing, I have to affect how I'm feeling. If I want to affect how I'm feeling, I have to affect how I'm thinking. So we want to look at a poverty mindset. First of all, what is a poverty mindset and how do we overcome it? So a poverty mindset is a mindset that does not have the ability to see what is already there. Let me make sure that we're on the same page. A poverty mindset has nothing to do with going out and getting something. A poverty mindset has to do with the inability to understand that you have something. So we're not human gettings. We are human beings. But we're not human. We're actually spiritual. So therefore, a poverty mindset is the absence of a spiritual abundance. Meaning, a poverty mindset is the absence of a spiritual ruling disposition. Now, when I say spiritual, it's not what we've been taught. It doesn't have anything to do with morality. It has to do with your position. So a spiritual mindset is the understanding that there is a person that has a place that has assigned you a position inside of that place. It is the ability to understand that everything that you have is the result of these three P's. And so if we can wrap our brain around a poverty mindset means we don't have those three P's. A poverty mindset means that there is an absence in the ability by which to understand those three T's. That's what a poverty mindset is. When we talk about a poverty mindset, we must understand what it is in order to effect, effect change. Let me say that again. Most of the problems that people encounter are problems that we don't address because we don't know how to address them, because we don't know what the problem is. Let me say that again. How can I change something if I'm changing the wrong thing? So how can I address an issue if I don't know what the issue is? Let me make sure that we're crystal clear. How can I address an issue if I don't know what the issue is? So there is a miscommunication. All problems in relationships, for example, stem from a misunderstanding. So I say something and someone hears something totally different. I say blue and you see orange because I did not define the terms or the definitions of the words that I'm using. So inside of my book, The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich, what I do is I focus on what is called the ultimate problem. And so all poverty exists from this ultimate problem. So to solve your money problems, you must first forget about money, and you must focus on delivering your energy with enthusiasm in the form of a product, service, or information that benefits others more than it benefits yourself. Let me say that again. I was talking with someone earlier today, and they said that money was the solution to all their problems. And I said, well, I don't agree with that because money is an amplifier. Money amplifies existing reality. Money simply exposes what is already there. It doesn't cure problems. Money actually creates them. For example, if you're an alcoholic and you don't have any money, you're not going to be a very good one because you can't buy the alcohol. But if you got unlimited money, you got the unlimited potential to get alcohol, that's going to speed up your cirrhosis of the liver, which is going to speed up your exiting from this dimension. So money is an amplifier, but money doesn't solve problems. Money amplifies existing reality. So money is an amplifier. And then during the conversation, there was a great response to something that I said about this particular problem. And so, again, we were discussing this problem, and the problem is money. And so the client stated that money solves all problems. And then I asked the question. And the question that I proposed so was, if money solves all problems, why do people with the most money have the most problems? So we can go to Hollywood. There's people who have a lot of money, and they still have a lot of problems. They have relationships problems. They have problems with a lot of different people. So let me ask the question again. Let me make sure that we're on the same page, because in order to solve a poverty mentality, we got to understand what it is. Otherwise, we can't solve it. Because I'm going to be talking oranges, but you're going to be hearing apples. We're talking two different things. We're not on the same page. Poverty is basically that. Poverty is ignorance of the existing frequency wave. So how do I change that? And so most people believe that money is the solution. See, money does not solve problems. Now, if money is a solution, then why do people that have money have problems? Well, the person's response was that, I believe that money is a solution, and money solves all problems. Now, then I suggested that money is a tool. And so if money is a tool that we use to solve problems, now think about this for a moment. What do you use your money for? You use your money to solve problems. That's what I was told. I use my money as a tool. Why? Money is a tool that allows me to do things. I use money the same way a carpenter uses a hammer. So can a hammer solve a problem? The hammer can solve the problem of driving a nail in a piece of wood. So can a shoe. So can a brick. There's a lot of different ways to drive nails into wood. The hammer was designed to drive nails into wood. Money, my brothers and sisters, is a medium of exchange. Money was designed to basically facilitate exchange. Money was not designed to solve problems. Money was designed as a medium of exchange. A poverty mindset is the misunderstanding of what money actually is and what poverty actually is. And so people who have a poverty mindset, is they have a misunderstanding of what money actually is and how money works. And so we have to address that money, again, from a biblical, because, again, this is theocentric. So money from a theocentric point of view has to do with choosing lack. Money is unknown choosing to be lack. What is the ultimate problem? Let's go to the scriptures. Well, the scripture says in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 4, he who deals with a slack hand, so poor and poverty are the same thing. Same thing. So again, the Bible says he who delivers or distributes his energy with a loose grip, he's not firm, he does not understand what he's doing, he got a multi-level marketing plan, or he's working at a company, or he's doing something, his heart is not in it. He has a loose grip on his energy. His energy is his emotions. His emotion is his energy in motion. So I go to a job and my energy is not there. I'm at the job, but I would rather be at home. I'm at the job, but my energy is not there. I'm physically there, but I'm mentally, I'm sipping pina coladas on the beach in the Bahamas. That's really where I want to be. But I need money because I need a tool. I need a medium of exchange to keep my lights on. Now, anything that you can do with money, I can do with my voice. Now, for example, can a woman do something with her body that's the same thing that money can do? Now, there are people that call prostitutes. You can go to strip clubs. And women can do things with their body that I can do with money. For example, a woman can get a guy to do something for her if she looks the same way. Well, I can do that same guy. I need a guy to repair my fence. Now, a guy, and again, this is just a hypothetical. This is just an example. I don't recommend anybody do it. I'm just trying to use this as an example. This exists an example. I don't recommend anybody doing this. So a guy comes over, I need my fence repaired. Okay, I need my refrigerator broke down, I need a new one. My car broke. I need my starter replaced. So a guy comes over, okay, $100 to replace the starter. I give him $100. A guy comes over, you're female, $100, you don't have $100, but the guy say, okay, well, maybe we can work something out. You say, well, okay, what you got in mind? Got a husband? No, I don't have a husband. You single? Oh, yeah, I'm single. Okay, maybe we could, we could work out a medium of exchange. Now, you got the same results with your body that I got with my $100. So, do you need money? Sure. We live in a society where money is needed. But from a spiritual, from a mental perspective, we have to understand money is just a medium of exchange. It is not the only medium. It's just one of many mediums. What if I barter? What if I come over, I need my starter replaced? Now, I got $50. The guy's having relationship, he's having relationship problems. Maybe he's having spiritual problems. Maybe he has some demonic problems. I got a lot of books dealing. I have one book that breaks down that talks about demonic soul ties. Maybe he's having some experience. So in exchange, I give him a copy of my book. Now, that book sells for $199. Okay? My starter costs $100, so I'm going to give you my book. You replace my starter. I didn't use no money. Money is a medium of exchange. Poor people can't think that way. A poverty mindset states the only thing that solves my problem is money. A prosperity mindset says there are multiple ways to solve my problem. Brothers and sisters, please, this is really, really important. Is money the preferred method? Absolutely. Would I rather have money? Absolutely. Do I go after it and do I get money? Absolutely. But before I ever had two nickels together, I had a brain. And I used it. And that brain allowed me to get money. So a poverty mindset, where you start, you got to bloom where you planted. So right now, if you're sitting somewhere and you don't have money, then how are you going to get what you don't have? The Bible says, give and it shall be given. You must give what you have. You have to bloom where you plant it. So until you get money, you have to be money. Let me say that again. This will help somebody. Until you get money, you have to be money. You are the medium of exchange. Now, I have the gift of gab. So in exchange for money, I can use my vocabulary. Maybe you got good looks. Maybe you can cook a mean apple pie. Maybe you are a great mechanic. Maybe you're a good architect. Maybe you're a singer. You have a skill. The Bible says that your gifts will make room for you and take you before kings. A poverty mindset says, I can only use one way. There's only one way to solve my problem, money. I need dollar bills. The poverty mindset is destructive because a poverty mindset is destructive because it puts you in the role of being a victim, helpless. A poverty mindset says, if I don't have money, I have no way to solve my problem. Therefore, the solution to my problem exists inside of a Benjamin, exists inside of a $100 bill. A poverty mindset is the most dangerous other than a lack of purpose on the planet. Why? Poverty mindset states, I believe everything that happens is the result of an outside force. What is the outside force? Who has the money? You know, if you're African-American, the first thing you say is the white man got all the money. So therefore, you got to look at him, and then that creates the desire to go take it because you don't have it. Instead of being money, you try to get money. That's why my book is entitled The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich, not Getting Rich. I'm not interested in getting rich. I'm already rich. When I was destitute, when I was homeless, donating blood plasma, standing in line with the homeless people of San Antonio, I would go down to the blood bank, do plasma twice a week, get my $40, $20 for each donation. When I was doing that, I was still rich. Why? Because I had a mindset that while I was giving plasma, I was laying on the table, guess what I had in my hand? While everybody else was sleeping, while everybody else was making drug deals, while everybody else was getting digits, passing out phone numbers, trying to hook up, I was reading a book. And that book that I was reading was my own book. What was the title of that book? The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich. So I applied the techniques. I applied the things that's in this book. Because I understood Proverbs chapter 10, verse 4, that says, the hand of the diligent makes one rich. So I know that there's a slack, slothful sluggard. So I know I have to be a rich, young ruler. I have to be the opposite of a slack, slothful sluggard. Because the Bible says that if you do not have focus, discipline, and order, it will make you poor. So you cannot find a poor person that has focus, that has discipline, and that has order. It is impossible. Because if you are focused, if you have discipline, and if you have order, and you do it consistently over time, the universal laws apply. That means everything that you need is drawn to you. You don't have to go get it. It comes to you. People come to you and knock on your door. Say, hey, it's your name. People call me. And they say, hey, I heard one of your shows. You know, you call yourself Master Teacher 33. And I heard you say, so I don't advertise. I don't recruit. People call me. Why? Because I don't go try to get money. I am money. So when I need money, what do? Do I advertise? No, I do what I'm doing right now. I do a show. I write a book. I be who I am. Poverty states who you are is not good enough. Go get more you and then come back. That's poverty. Poverty mindset states that you ain't good enough. So you look in the mirror and you don't have no self-esteem. You don't have self-worth. You don't have self-value. You have it, but not enough to override your existing problem. If you have a monetary problem, it is the result of an image problem. Now, I'm not talking about if you're doing I will borrow money to do an investment. That is not poverty. So if I want to start a new, for example, right now I want to purchase my own publishing stuff. So I have options. Number one, never use your own cash. Always use OPM, other people's money. What does that mean? That means that I never spend money that I can. I never loan or spend money that I need. And so I know that my bills are X amount of dollars. Let's say my bills are $5,000 a month. Let's say, for example, the money I'm bringing in is $5,000 a month. Now, I could take this $5,000 a month and invest in my publishing. I want to become a self-publisher. That means I want to have a machine that does it's called a book-binding machine. Right now, my books, the paper, that is the printer, the paper and the binding takes place outside. Most wealthy people, they control all of the centers of excellence. That's wealth. Wealth means that you control all of the centers of excellence. That means that you control the raw, like, for example, wealthy people, I'm talking about real wealthy people. If they're an author, they got land somewhere that's growing trees. They got somebody who go out there who cut those trees and convert that tree into paper. They got somebody who transport that paper to their shop. They got somebody who has the ability to not only build a printer, everything, they control all of the systems of their wealth. That's what wealthy people do. Do you control all of the systems of distribution, or do you depend upon someone outside of you? Now, it's okay if you depend upon someone else, because, again, there's different degrees of wealth. There's nothing wrong with depending upon a supplier to supply you with that until you get to the point where you can supply it for yourself. That's the end game. Some of us get that, some of us don't, but at least know what it is. Don't convolute yourself to say that you are, wealthy when all I got to do is stop supplying you your paper. All I got to do, for example, I'm using this medium, Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, anymeeting.com, YouTube. So what if Blog Talk decides not to publish or allow me to use that medium? This is what I tell all African Americans when they say they're wealthy. I say, really? What if the grocery store decides that we no longer will serve African Americans, whites only? What if we go back to slavery? Where are you going to get your groceries from? How many black-owned grocery stores do you know? How many black farmers do you know that own their own land? So you're a black farmer, right? Do you own the land? No? Oh, okay. So what if the powers that be decide that, you know what, we don't want to lease land to African Americans anymore? African Americans, how many wealthy, now you can bring people say, oh, Oprah Winfrey, Michael Jordan, that's not real wealth. How they get their wealth? Do they control all the centers of excellence? Do they control all the centers of distribution? Do they control all the centers of manufacturing? Do they control the marketing? Do they control all of the raw goods and materials? That's real wealth. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. Trust me. I would love to have Michael Jordan money, Oprah Winfrey money, but lest I get it twisted. They're just on a different level than where we are. True poverty states, a poverty mindset is a mind that says, the solution to my problem is outside of myself. The solution to my problem is inside of money. That's poverty mindset. Because now all I got to do is just bar you from achieving your money and you don't have no more solutions. Rich people solve problems, poor people create them. Let me say that again. Rich people solve problems, poor people create them. So therefore, all I do is solve problems. If you got a problem, I will find a solution. Even if that solution means ending our relationship or ending this product, service, line, or whatever. Because again, if I'm in it to win it. I never start something that I can't finish. A rich mindset, a prosperity mindset, states exactly what the Bible says. The Bible commands us to be diligent and to be wise. Those are the traits that result in a prosperous life. Now, the opposite of diligence and the opposite of wisdom is foolishness and slackness or laziness or lack of focus. Now, how do you get focus, purpose? People think that you drum up focus. You can't. Now, when I say focus, what I mean? I mean that what I'm doing right now. Do you guys think I like, these shows, I like drumming them up like at the spur of a moment? So what do I think about 24/7, 365? Every day, all day, what do I think about? Because the Bible says whatever you think about, you bring about. So I don't have to think about three things. I don't have to think about wealth. I don't have to think about health. And I don't have to think about wisdom because I am those things. So prosperity is who you are. It's not what you do. People think what they do is who they are. Who you are is who God says you are. You are a royal priest. You are a joint heir. Now, women who have children, they say that who are you? Or what do you do? Oh, I am a housewife. I am a mother. No, that's what you do. That's not who you are. You're not a mother. You was not born a mother. See, I was born. I didn't go to school to become a master teacher. I was born one. And so prosperity is your gift. It's what you were born. It is innate. It is not a learned trait or a learned skill. That is really important. Because most of the people I talk to in business, and I try to get them to establish a theocentric business, they can't leave their existing business because they've been doing it for 10 or 15 years, and they believe that is them. No, that's what you do. That's not how you were born. Your business is in your blood. It's in your breath. You do it all day. You've been doing it since you was 5 and 6 years old. So if I go back, if I had a camera, and I can go back to your childhood, and I could watch you play. When you watch a child at play, you're watching a child at purpose. You're watching a child at work. Purpose is innate. That's prosperity. That's riches. That's what you give in exchange for money. Because the Bible says there's only room on the planet for people with gifts. No, if you don't have a gift, you got to leave the planet. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says that your gift will make room for you and take you before kings. Not your talent or your skill. So you come to me and you got a great talent. You got a great skill. That's awesome, brother. That's awesome. But I'm trying to make room for you on the planet. That way when the enemy comes to you, you say, I can't mess with him. Why? The enemy goes around seeking whom he may devour. He goes around like a roaring lion, but he's not a roaring lion. The lion, he's the lion of Judah. He's the tribe of Judah. He's the king of Judah. That's Yahushua. But the Cosmoglottor is a imitator. He goes around like a roaring lion. Who does he scare? The people who don't have purpose. See, if you don't have purpose, you don't have dunamis power. So I don't have to sell my books, my products. All I got to do is service. So I'm a salesman. I'm a serviceman. So I don't work for cash. I work for calls. So I got a calls. What's my calls? To replace error with truth. Every day I wake up, I say, this is my mission in life. What is my mission in life? As a master teacher, I know things that other people don't because I made more mistakes. So I've met a lot of people who've made a lot of mistakes, but I haven't met nobody yet that has done more things wrong than I have. So I failed my way to success. See, I may not know what to do that is right, but I surely know what to do that was wrong. Now, do I do what is right every day? Absolutely not. I still do wrong things, but now I know they're wrong. I don't have to wonder and wish how it's going to end. I already know how it's going to end because I've been down this road before. And so once you understand the difference between a poverty mindset and a prosperity one, the prosperity mindset states, thing I have everything that I need for life and godliness. Why? How can I state that? I can make that statement, and I'm willing to take a bullet for that statement. I don't have to go learn any new skills. I have everything that I need for life and godliness because it says it in the scriptures. And God honors his word above his own name. God said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. God said that he will be with me always, even until the end of this world. And so, therefore, I would tend to believe the universe over anybody else. So I'm a betting man, so I bet on the God of the universe over what somebody else say. So I know your opinion of me does not determine my reality. So your opinion of me may be flawed. It may not be quite as high. That's okay. We all are entitled to our opinion. And so what we have to do is we have to align ourselves with truth, not with opinion. Now, your belief system is your opinion. That's not the truth. Although it is based upon your experiences and what you've been taught, that is just a level of many levels. We got to go to the top. So a prosperity mindset understands that everything that I need is in the form of focus, discipline, and order. That's the total opposite of poverty. So instead of embracing the principles of the world, instead of embracing what I see, instead of embracing my experiences, I embrace the word, the logos, the principles that are found in the book of Proverbs. These principles in the book of Proverbs state hard work, discipline, and you know, sowing and reaping. Those are the principles of prosperity. And so when we look at these principles, we must understand when whatever you think you have to do something, you can't. Let me say that again. One of the most powerful things, whenever you have to do something, you can't. Let me say that again. That whenever, now, this is important. Because when I talk to people, they say, brother, I have to. Hold up. Because what happens, for example, whenever you think that you have to do something, you can't. Why? Because the scripture says that God has already done it for you. God has given every human being the power of what we call limited free will, choice. Now, brothers and sisters, there is a consequence that is automatically applied every time you make a choice. So you have a choice. We have the power of free will. It's limited free will, but it's still free will. So whenever you say or whenever you think you do not have a choice, what you are doing is you are giving away your God-ordained power and energy. A poverty mindset says, I do not have a choice. I have to do blank. When you make that statement, knowingly or unknowingly, you now have assigned yourself with the negative energy or the negative thought that says, I have to instead of I want to. This happens all the time in relationships. Women get in a relationship. They have a couple of kids. Man starts acting up. They can't leave. That's what they tell me. I'm like, really? Why can't you leave? I can't leave. If you tell a man, women, and it's not a relationship class, we're talking about finances, but if a woman tells a man, you know, I don't have no options, you just gave that man a license to treat you like trash because you ain't got no options. Okay, you ain't got no money, you got nowhere else to go, you ain't got no family, you ain't got no friends, so you have to stay there with him. Really? That means I can treat you like whatever, and what you going to do? Where are you going to go? You stuck like Chuck. So you can never, even if on the outside, because remember, belief establishes what you see. You see limit because you believe limit. If you believe prosperity, you see prosperity, even if you don't have it. Because guess what happened? When you believe, you achieve. What does that mean? The belief establishes the how-to. For example, if you believe you can write a book in 30 days, how to write a book in 30 days shows up. Now, I've been doing this all my life. Works like clockwork. Let me say that again. If you believe, now remember, the Bible says, whatever you ask for in prayer, believing, you shall receive. So you don't receive what you pray for. You receive what you believe while you're praying. It's like right now I'm doing a show, right? So you don't receive what I'm saying. You receive whatever you think about while I'm talking. Like you read a book. You don't comprehend what you read. You comprehend what you think about while you're reading. So when you pray, you're saying, God, I'm asking you for $1 million. But what do you believe? You don't believe you're worth $1 million. You just wasted that prayer. Because God does not respond to what you wish. He doesn't respond. God responds to faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith is a conviction. Faith is a strong belief that you can't see. God only responds to faith. So faith is acting as if. A poverty mentality has a wish and a dream, whereas a prosperity mentality has substance that you can't see. Let me say that again. A poverty mentality has a wish and a dream. They got hope. They hope that something comes through. See, I don't have. I know. I may not know how all my bills will get paid, but I know they are going to get paid. How do I know they're going to get paid? Because I know I'm going to find a solution by which, beg, borrow, steal, legal, illegal, I will find a way. And so when I was walking the streets in Richmond, I knew I was getting out. I didn't know how. I waited for the how to show up when I made the concrete decision. You know the word diligence? Again, the number one thing for a prosperity mentality was Proverbs 10:4. The hand of the diligent makes one rich. That word diligent means to cut, to steal, to kill, to destroy, to maim, to mutilate. The word diligent means that you are so sold on what you believe, you're willing to die for it. When that happens, all of creation aligns with you and supplies you everything that you need to fulfill that. That's why it's so dangerous. What if you are willing to die for something that is not true? That's what they call cults. That happens in, you know, with the whole Jim Jones thing. All of them are going to kill themselves. Why? They believed in it so much they was willing to die for it. You got a lot of people running around here doing the same thing. That is why this, what I'm sharing with you, is so dangerous. It is so dangerous because it works regardless of what you put in it. Now, I recommend that you put in the Word of God. I recommend that you put in a vision that was given to you by God. Why? Because that allows you to be on a sure foundation. That means what it says in Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people cast off restraint. Where there is no vision, the people perish. So where there is no vision, people are uncontrollable. Prosperity mindset is a visionary mindset. Poverty mindset is an illusionary mindset. Since there is no vision, you do not have self-control, focus. Since you can't focus, you don't have discipline. Since you don't have no discipline, you don't have no order. Poverty is the result of the absence of purpose, the inability to focus. Purpose establishes principles. Those principles give you a procedure. The procedure leads to a process. The process develops into a product. The product, then you sell it and you make a profit. That profit leads to prosperity. That prosperity gives you peace. That's the end game, peace of mind. Why do we want money? Let's be honest. Why do I want money? The only reason I want money is for peace of mind. What does that mean? That means a bill comes up, no problem. I got money in the bank to pay it. Child gets sick, no problem. Brothers and sisters, prosperity mindset means you have a peace of mind. How do you get that peace of mind, though? By having a large sum of money in the bank? Sure. But how do you get the large sum of money in the bank? By having a focus, discipline, and order to go out and get it. Because money is the medium of exchange. So we need money. So let's not deny the facts. You can have all the talent and the skill that you want, but without having the fruit of those talents and skills, you just got a wish and a dream. You got a bunch of talents and a bunch of skills with no application. Knowledge without application equals duplication. Let me say it again. Knowledge without application equals duplication, but knowledge plus application equals transformation. So if I got knowledge that states I need to focus, I need to have discipline, and I need to have order. So I focus on my job, I am disciplined on my job, and I do what's required on my job or in my business. Those three things make me successful. I get promoted. I make more money. As a result, I'm able to buy more peace by living in a nice neighborhood where there's no crime, getting a new car instead of a used one, having health insurance instead of not having it. Money provides us with a peace of mind. It is a tool that gives us the ability to access peace. But we don't worship money. We worship the thing that allows us to get money, which is ourselves. But we don't worship ourselves. We worship the God that has created us. So whose you are and who you are, we give credence to where it's from. So I didn't create myself. God did. So therefore, I give praise, I give honor, I give thanksgiving to to my creator. And then I take what he's created me and I focus on it. And I apply discipline to it. And I put it in a particular order. And then I deliver it to you. And in exchange for delivering it with enthusiasm, because the word enthusiasm means in theos, and theos means God in it, when I deliver these books and these talks to you with enthusiasm, in exchange for that, you give me money. That, my brothers and sisters, is the secret to wealth. The secret to wealth is to find something that you hate, solve it, and then tell everybody else how you did it. Let me say that again. Everybody talk about finding what you love to do. Everybody, you know, it's hard to find what you love to do because there's a lot of things. People used to tell me that all the time. I used to go to these classes. I spend money, lots of money. And everybody said, just find what you love to do. Okay? I like to do a lot of things. And so some of the things I like to do are not legal. So you want me to do those things? That's going to end me up in jail. So that didn't help me. And then I stumbled across, by going and searching and asking the Father and getting help, that there were certain things that happened to me in my childhood and as an adult that really chapped my rear end, we'll put it that way. One of those things that happened to me was not growing, watching everybody else in the neighborhood with new clothes and I didn't have none. That bothered me. Watching people that I love die from preventable diseases, that bothered me. But the thing that bothered me the most was the fact that I watched my mom got manipulated and played and conned. Because my mom, we had a house, my mom sold it. She gave it away. And then we didn't have a house. Why she gave it away? Somebody conned her. How they conned her? With religion. That bothered me more than anything else. And so I spent my whole life replacing religious error with truth. And that's what I get paid to do. So what bothers you? Whatever bothers you, find a solution to it, and then tell everybody else. I guarantee you, people will pay you. My brothers and my sisters, I'm sorry for going over time. I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Again, it's very, very important, my brother, that we overcome our poverty mindset with a prosperity one. Poverty mindset says, I need something outside of me to solve my problems. The prosperity mindset says, I have everything that I need for life and godliness. God has already, past tense, given me everything, so I'm going to use it. I'm going to give it because my gift make room for me and before kings. My brothers and my sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. The Son always comes in the name of the Father. And may the Ruach, the Son of God, to lead you and guide you in all.
Negative with thoughts, then you should blur it out. Why take a sedative when you could take your courage out? Why take a sedative when you could take your courage out? Let's make them feel it, we ain't even got to curse it all. Like getting digits, you ain't even have to flirt it all. I got these dividends, that dividends can't buy it all. I got these dividends, that dividends can't buy it all. I'm about to shift again, no blending and no not at all. And all my frenemies and enemies and buy them all. Cause this is skipping, it's the misery is about to fall. They got monopolies and properties inside a store. Don't trace that money out there properly, it's not for y'all. And ain't it funny cause we'll grind but we don't fight at all. I know we think it but we keep it all inside us all. I know we think it but we keep it all inside us all. I spoke to Jesus, he gon' lead us through these.